Esther chapter 2, beginning in verse 5. We're going to read verses 5 through 18.
Amen.
Esther chapter 2, verses 5 through 18. You find it reads, "In Shushan, the citadel, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shemuel, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. Kish had been carried away to Jerusalem with the captives who had been captured with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And Mordecai had bought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. The young woman was lovely and beautiful. When her father and mother died, Mordecai took her as his own daughter. So it was, when the king's command and decree were heard, and when many young women were gathered at Shushan, the citadel, under the custody of Haggai, that Esther also was taken to the king's palace, into the care of Haggai, the custodian of the women. Now the young woman pleased him, and she obtained favor, so he readily gave beauty preparation to her, besides her allowance. Then 7 choice maidservants were provided for her from the king's palace, and he moved her and her maidservant to the best place in the house of women. Esther had not revealed her people or family, for Mordecai had charged her not to reveal it. And every day Mordecai paced in front of the court of the women's quarters to learn of Esther's welfare and what was happening to her. Each young woman's turn came to go in to King Ahasuerus after she had completed 12 months preparation according to the regulations for the women, for thus were the days of their preparation appointed, 6 months with oil of myrrh, 6 months with perfume, and preparation for beautifying women. Thus prepared, each woman went to the king, and she was given whatever she desired to take with her from the woman's quarters to the king's palace. In the evening she went, and in the morning she returned to the second house of the women, to the custodian of Shazadaz, the king's eunuch who kept the concubines. She would not go to the king again unless the king delighted in her and called for her by name. Now when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter to go to the king, she requested nothing but what Haggai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the women, advised. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus, where his royal palace, in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. The king loved Esther more than all the other women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the other virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast, the Feast of Esther, for all his officials and servants, and he proclaimed the holiday in the provinces and gave gifts according to the generosity of the king." Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We ask the Lord bless the reader and hear us, and those who will follow through and be faithful to his word.
Amen.
I want to talk from the subject this morning, Beauty and the Beast.
All right.
Beauty.
Yes, sir.
And the Beast. If you remember, last time we were together, I talked about leader slip.
Right.
Because leaders have to be careful.
Right.
It's easy for a leader to slip.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that in the leader, the supposed leadership of King Ahasuerus. Number one, it was all about him.
Right.
He just put on a whole show for everybody to see how great he was. Then I went on, as we talked about, moving quickly. Amen. He had a leadership.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. He offered a leadership when the leader drinks too much. And sometimes are intoxicated with their own power. You can get intoxicated with other things. Can cause problems. And then he went from a leadership, and I didn't say this last week, but he went on a leader trip. Because sometimes leaders can start tripping. Yeah, sometimes we can start tripping. Yeah. Because when you get too much of yourself, it's easy for a leader to trip.
You're right.
Amen. And he got to tripping and went as far as, because he was upset with a Vashti's no,
right,
he got rid of her. He was tripping.
Right.
Man, he was angry. He was tripping. So leaders have to be careful.
Amen.
Be careful, because it's so easy to go on a leader trip.
Wow.
But remember, without those who follow you, if you're trying to lead and nobody following you, it's like a one-man parade. You can't be a leader unless people are willing to follow you. And often we lose followers because we go on a leader trip. So Esther was put away. Now, after this, after Vashti was put away, and after this, there's a 4-year period in there. We can look at some dates out. But there was a 4-year period between chapter 1 and chapter 2. Amen. 4-year period. And I told you, had a little scrimmage, a little war, because Greece was rising.
Mm-hmm.
Greece was rising. He trying to put a stop in. And he had like 100. Some people said 1 million, but they don't really think he had 1 million man army. But he had hundreds of thousands. And he just went against 7,000 people and had a difficult time.
Yeah.
And he came back tripping again.
Still.
Amen. Because you thought you was all that. And you got that thing got hammered. They thought you was all that. So he come back and he's all down in the dumps. And he goes and gets some counsel. Y'all remember? Remember Ken? I can't never remember his name. Give me just a second. Remember you can. We got plenty of time. Y'all start here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys are beautiful. What I think, Memucan in verse 21. Memucan. But he got bad counsel from Memucan. Listen here, this is important. Leaders and everybody. You want somebody to counsel you, and the counsel you should. Because he came back and he was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed comfort.
Mm-hmm.
A good counselor tells you to find comfort in your faith, not in your flesh.
Right.
That's important. That's an important point. See, there are two places that we often look for comfort. You can look for comfort in your faith or in your flesh. Now, if you look for comfort in your faith, and your faith is in the true and living God, he's a great comfort.
Yes, yes, he is.
But if you look for comfort in your flesh, You might find momentary comfort.
All right. Amen.
But it don't last.
Amen.
And your comfort could put you later on in critical conditions.
Right.
It's very true. It's very true. So, I need a comforter. Amen. I need a counselor who can inspire me and say when I need comfort. Don't go and find comfort in your flesh, but find comfort in your faith. Because he came home to you. King Uli came home and find comfort and have Vashti there. But she's not there
anymore. Right.
So now there's nobody there. Nobody there to comfort and to be cherished. Amen. Nobody was standing with him and by him. So he comes home and is empty. And he goes to the counselor. What I'm going to do? Then they say, hey, he had bad counsel. Because, hey, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get up all these burdens. We're going to give up all the burdens in the province. And we will give you I know sometimes when they have like little areas in around Dallas, they have what's called like wherever you are, whatever that city is, say like if you're in Frisco, they call like taste of Frisco, you go around your own food, you taste everything. You taste it a grapevine, you go down grapevine, and everybody, all the business got something you can taste.
Yeah.
Well, they decide, they say, let's get, we're going to have a taste of Sousa version.
Yeah.
We'll bring all the birds and then let's taste it. Because you need a new queen.
All right.
So that was kind of. That was bad advice. Mm-hmm. That was bad advice. Listen, what he was actually hearing him. Because when you look, I need y'all to look at that. I think one verse is really important. I think it went over kind of quick. Look at verse 13 and 14. They're talking about the virgins. After together, they gathered them all up. Thus prepared, each young woman went to the king, and she was given whatever she desired to take with her from the woman's quarters to the king's palace. In the evening, this is the virgin. In the evening, she went in. Y'all see that? And in the morning, she returned to the second house. Wait a minute. All the virgins were in the house with Hagar.
All right.
And then they went to the king. When they came from the king, they didn't go back to the virgin house.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all don't hear that. They went to the second house, and of course, the Shadagai, the king of Judah, who kept the concubine. So you left the virgin house, and you went back to the concubine house. Oh, somebody need to learn something.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Y'all virgin, you need to hear.
Amen.
Amen. That was the beast thing. That's why I'm calling.
Yeah,
I had some words with the beast. Because he was doing animalistic stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, animals don't care about other people, they don't care about their own needs.
Right.
And that's what animals don't have no connections.
Right.
Then wherever the scent comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was at it. And what beasts do.
Amen.
He was a beast looking for his own comfort, not worried about somebody else's feeling, their heart, their minds, and all their personhood. They came in, virgins, and left concubines.
Amen.
Yeah. Y'all not getting it. Y'all not getting it. Let's say this was in my hair. This was in my hair. Amen. And you had virgin daughters.
Yeah.
And you trying to teach them up in the way of the Lord, amen, save themselves from marriage, and all of a sudden you got to marry her, full power. He said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to come to your house and take your daughter up out the house, and we're going to test them all out. Because the man needs a first lady. The man needs a first lady. And they come to getting your daughter, your virgin, and say, that man needs a first lady. And then they, your daughter come in and I'm saying that shit and go out and come to mine. That's beastly.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what he was doing. This wasn't nothing to celebrate. And then went back to, now he said, now when he went back to the concubine house, they had to stay there for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
Let me read it. Yeah. Let's see if I can read this thing here. She's the king of Judah who was kept. Who kept the concubine? She would not go in to the. She can't even go back to the king again. She just over in the concubine house. Now, if she was. Now, this is not the one he's going to marry now. Yeah. This ain't talking about nothing about marriage right now.
But
you know, if the thing was enjoyable enough.
Yeah, she has kids. Yeah.
He said every once in a while, amen. Uh-oh. He could get her if he could call her by name.
Yeah. If
you
remember.
You know. And then they bring her back to the king just for a night. And then send her back. Don't let nobody be.
That's good. That's good.
Don't let nobody be sending you back and forth.
Right.
Yo.
To the concubine house.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not worthy. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody. Beauty. And then it said, he got to Esther. He loved Esther. Amen. But yet, still, even though he loved Esther, Esther came in a virgin. He loved her. So she didn't have to go to the concubine house. But she didn't marry a virgin. Because he married her later on.
Right.
He tried it before we married. So that was wrong. And in this chapter, we see how God providence is still working. In the midst of all this mess.
Right.
Sometimes life is messy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Things out of control.
Yes.
Don't think because things out of control, God's out of control.
Right.
Because I try to encourage people. When you come to a place in your life and it seems like everything's out of control, that God is in control and you're out of control.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You got to always remember that. God is in control of your out of control.
Yes, sir.
So, let me get, because I did want to see a couple more things. I'm glad y'all gave me plenty of time. All right. All right, verse 1, chapter 2. Go back to verse 1. I want to share that because this is an important verse, even though I'm going back to what I've already passed. Now, we're still talking, we're back talking about the beast again. Y'all got with me? Now, look at that. He remembered Vashti, what she had done, and what had been decreed against her. Y'all see that?
Uh-huh.
Let me read that again, because something missing. He remembered Vashti, what she had done, and what had been decreed against her. What's missing, Pastor? He is missing. Should say what he had decreed against her. Because if he was the one that made the decree.
Yes, sir.
Leaders, leaders, leaders. When you make a mess, at least take responsibility for it. Amen. He made the mess. Now, when he come back talking about it, he don't remember it was his. Because he's the king. He don't want to make any kind of decree. The other advice he got to have, get rid of. They didn't say, we're going to get rid of. We're going to have but one no vote because he was the king. One no democracy. The reason why that shit was gone because of what he decreed. And then he said, because the decree was. Take responsibility. When you make a mess, it don't make you less.
Mm-mm.
When you take responsibility for your mess, it does not make you less. It actually exalts you in the eyes of your followers. When you blow it, like I had some words was bloated, anger got you tripping, acting a fool, then you got to come back. So y'all tripping. I was acting a fool. I messed up. I'm taking responsibility. Shouldn't have been like that. Shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have done that. I'm taking responsibility for my because that's the only way. That's the only way I'm going to grow. You guys. If you never take responsibility, you're going to repeat it again. But since you don't want to see, because you know if you mess up again, you got to take responsibility again. But if you don't have to take responsibility, you just keep on.
Right.
Y'all see what I'm saying? Amen. I'm trying to make all y'all good leaders.
Amen.
Better than me. Amen. A good leader, even when you may not think it's your fault, you still take responsibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you the head person.
Right.
And where everybody under you is under your responsibility. Mm-hmm. So it's always, yeah, you got to work on that. Got to work on that. Don't pass the buck.
Right, right.
Amen. All right, so we talked about you need a counsel. I already talked about the flushing. So we did that. All right, now listen. I'm going to look at three things right quick and we're going to cut this sermon off. First, in verses 5 through 7, we look at Esther adopted. Esther or Mordecai was not Esther's uncle.
Right.
Mordecai was Esther's cousin who adopted her and he treated her like his own daughter. Adopted. Amen. She was adopted because her mother and father had died.
Right, right.
And I'm glad Mordecai was the kind of man, amen, who would step up and take responsibility for, amen, Esther, who needed that father figure.
Right.
When I used to preach this sermon, I preached this sermon several times before. I had time to study this thing because I wanted to get it right. Sometimes I get stuff wrong. I need to go back and apologize to all the churches. Hey, y'all, I messed up on that. Because I used to think that it was good that Mordecai took Esther to the context. Because I used to think of it more like a beauty contest. And I said, you know, Mordecai wants something. She saw something in her. And Mordecai took her when they were trying to choose a queen. Maybe because he saw something queenly in his daughter. Yes, his adopted daughter. Mm-hmm. Yes. But it doesn't say Mordecai took her. Yeah, yeah. You got to be careful what you read in Scripture. I think it might have came from when I saw that picture one night with the king. But that's not what it says, y'all. It never says that Mordecai took Esther. see the king.
It's an
invisible
wall.
Y'all see?
Amen.
How did she get there? She's a doctor. Now look in verse
8.
Oh, yeah, my next thing. So it was, because this is my next point. 5-7, the first point. She was a doctor. 8 said, so it was when the king commanded and decreed with her, and when many young women were gathered in the Shushan and the citadel under the custody of Haggai, Esther also was what?
Taken.
She'd have been, not only was she a doctor, but she was abducted.
Yeah.
Esther was taken by force. She was adopted, but then she was abducted and taken.
Wow, wow.
To be in the lineup where you went in a virgin and came out a concubine.
Well, well. All right.
So that was nothing to celebrate. Now you said, you know, I said, oh, no, it's good. You took up that. Now she can get to be queen. But I didn't realize, no. She wasn't in line to be a queen specifically. She was in line to be a concubine.
Yeah, well, providentially. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Woo. Wow.
I've been kind of upset. I don't know, Mordecai. Maybe they got him when he wasn't at home. But I'm saying, you ain't gonna be taking a burden out of this house. Out of my house. So I would have made it in the kingdom. Y'all know I would have made it in the kingdom.
No.
You're not gonna You ain't gonna be taken. Go find somebody else. There's no issue here. You have to make yourself look ugly. We'll put some stuff on your messy face and real bad. Don't wash, don't clean, be stinking. Well, the people won't even want you. Put on the ugly clothes on the little terrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay.
So they say, we don't even need this if we never move. But y'all see what I'm saying? So it's a whole new picture.
Right.
Because this wasn't no beauty contest. Mm-hmm. This wasn't no Miss Susan contest. No. They abducted this child so that the queen, abducted her so that, hey, this one, he went to the war, got upset, got mad, because he ain't got Vashti now. So the counselor said, hey, don't worry about it. You gonna have you some fun. We gonna bring all the virgins in. You can have you some fun. Then you pick your queen out.
Wow.
They abducted that girl from my house and brought her to the king. Now, thankfully, God.
Yes.
I told you when things are out of control. Mordecai, he wasn't, but he was concerned because he said he showed up every day.
Right, verse 11.
How's my daughter doing?
Yeah.
You know he worked. I don't know, just somewhere and get up out of there. But it's just me. But every day he was out there. What is she doing? Can you tell me how my daughter doing? She all right? Every day he was out there. But he couldn't go in. But I'm glad, aren't you glad?
Yeah.
When you can't go in,
come on now, amen.
You got a God.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah! Yeah. I wish I had a witness here.
Yeah. Any door, come on now.
When you got a loved one that's going into surgery and you can't go in,
that's real.
Yeah. Listen, you got to stop right here.
Yeah.
But oh God, he never had to stop.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He right in the room. Hallelujah.
That's real.
He can go in.
Yeah.
And he was in there, okay. Mordecai, I know you're concerned, but I got this.
Yeah.
Yes. And he was in there giving her faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Because she didn't want to, she went around all the other virgins. She had a special favor.
Mm-hmm.
Said, come on now, you come in here. We got a special place for you, special treatment for you.
Yeah.
Why? Because she got favor.
Yes.
And favor ain't fashion.
Amen.
Wasn't because she deserved it. But because God showed up sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes the reason why you got the job you got, not because you got the degree you got, but because you got favor.
Yes, sir.
You want all that.
Yes, sir.
There was somebody better qualified than you.
Yes, sir.
But faith came.
Yes,
oh, I had God for favor showing up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got a job you didn't want, but favor showing up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And they offered you, you never even thought you were ready. Oh.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I'm prepared for that, but then favor showed up.
Yeah.
Favor said, well, I tell you what, you're not prepared for it, but I tell you, we're going to give you the job. You can prepare once you get there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
Ooh. Won't God do it?
Yes, he will.
I tell you, God is just an awesome God. And Esther, always got faith. She got faith with Hagar. She got favor here.
Yes.
Favor there. And then she said, when she went into the king, favor.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He loved her more than all the other birds.
Yeah.
I'm glad Esther got there. Because when Esther got there, I think they cut the parade off. Rest y'all going home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all going home. Because I found the one I've been looking for.
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. Jesus.
And she became. So, adopted. Abducted and then advanced.
Alright.
She was adopted. She was abducted.
Alright.
But then she got advanced. See, sometimes you can't control. When God got a place for you, regardless of how, don't try to pull you down and kick you down. When God got a plan for you to go up, when God got a place for you to be, when God got somewhere he needs to put you so you can be a blessing to others, can't nobody keep you down. Oh yeah, when they abducted her, they thought, amen, they thought that she was in her trouble, but they didn't realize God was up to something.
Yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord.
Amen.
Y'all thought y'all, I know what y'all are doing is evil.
Yeah.
Amen. What y'all doing is no good. But the God that I say, he's able.
Yeah.
Anybody here know he's able?
Yeah.
To work everything, he can work things together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was good.
He didn't say everything was good.
Right.
But he said something that's bad, I can even work bad together for good.
Yeah.
He'll work together for good.
His will be done. Yeah.
Next thing they know, they didn't even know what they would do. They done put Esther on the throne. And God said, oh, they don't realize there's a hand behind this. See, you got to sow a seed. I'm telling you, you got to grow eyes to see the hand of God at work in your life. Because it's not you wearing yourself to death. You can be up every night. Oh, I don't know what's going on. Everything is out of control. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to turn. And God, I got it.
Thank you.
I got it. I got it. It's like, you know, we ever been to dinner and somebody took you to dinner and you know, big wing, and you eating stuff you know you can't afford?
Yeah. Right, right.
I mean, why where you know we have a dinner every month and the manager takes us out and he says, get what you want. And you don't have too much you need to tell me. When you say get what you want. So you know most people get one entree. I'm saying, nah, what I want. I want steak and ribs.
Yes.
You can steak and the ribs. Not looking for it. Yeah, we looking at that. Because I don't worry about God, because there's more than I could do. But he got it. He got it. He got it. After all the trouble he done caused me, big time he got on my nerve and bothered me. He owns.
Right?
I should have stayed for a week. All that I had to go through, put up with his nonsense. So God, that's what God is saying. That's what God is saying. You can't be able to say, well, sure wish I could order that, but Lord, let's see how much I got. $5, $7, that's $8, $9, $9, $12. I ain't got enough. God's saying, got it.
Yes, sir.
I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it. I'm going to take care of it.
Yes, sir.
Esther, my God, I know you couldn't get in. I know you didn't want your baby in that place. I know you did all you can to raise her up. Keep on the right track.
Yeah.
And now they came in your house and took that girl out of your house. And she's down there with all the other virgins, going in virgins, coming out concubines. And I know how sick that makes you on the inside.
Yeah.
But don't worry about it. I got it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm going to do something.
Thank you.
I'm going to do something unimaginable. Because the same one, she's going to be on the throne.
Yeah.
And I need her on the throne. Because something is coming.
Yeah.
You don't see it yet, but I see it.
Yeah.
Something is coming, and I'm going to need the queen.
Yeah.
Because I told y'all, the queen is the more powerful people on the board.
Yeah.
I'm going to need the queen to protect the king. Not the beast.
Right. Come on now.
But the King of Kings.
Yeah.
And the Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
Because his line comes through the Jew.
Yeah.
If you kill the Jew, you kill the line.
Yeah.
So I got to take the line.
Yeah.
So when they say they're going to commit genocide and kill all the Jews, no, Esther. I got to pray for you.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah.
The adopted one. The abducted one. I'm advancing you. Because I need
That's
you.
Good. Amen.
Some people wrote you off. But I need you. And that's why I gave you beauty. You just didn't get beauty by accident.
Yeah.
When you were born, I made you look so good because I know this time was coming.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to look so good that he couldn't say no to you.
Yes.
I want you to look better than anybody in the kingdom. I formed you in your mother's womb. So don't you get that. Don't you get vocal like you all that.
Because
you didn't make yourself all that.
Yeah.
I made you beautiful in your mother's womb.
Yes,
I gave you what you got.
Yeah.
Now, what I gave you, I need you to give it back to me and serving me.
Yes,
so whatever you got, if you got a great mind, you got a great intellect, you got great artistic ability, whatever God has given you, don't you be boastful and proud about it.
Right.
You need to give it back to God and serve God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, sir.
Now, if we're going to be sure of that, if your child is in trouble like Mordecai's child was, I just want to tell you today, God says, I got it.
Man.
Yeah.
I got it. You can't do something. You done went as far as you can go.
Yes, sir.
You done tried.
Right.
I know you're praying.
Yes, right.
You keep hurting. I got it. Just let me handle it. You don't see it now, but I see it.
Yes.
You never, you don't write her off, don't write him off yet, because I can see it do some amazing things.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be confident. Be confident in knowing that I'm in sovereign control. Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
The Beast was looking for somebody beautiful. And the Beast was looking for somebody beautiful to get with. So I'm going to find the most beautiful, pure one it is. I'm going to get with her.
Yeah.
But look at our God. God, when he brought us in, God was not looking for the most beautiful and the most pure.
Yes.
God
right.
said, I'm going to take you.
Yeah.
God commanded his love toward us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He said, I'm not looking for the most beautiful and the most pure. I'm looking for the sinner, the one that transgressed. The one that needs me. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take you like you are.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to make you beautiful and pure.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of what Ahasuerus was taking beautiful, pure girls and making them concubines.
Yeah.
God is taking us spiritual concubines.
Oh, Lord.
And making us beautiful and pure.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you. Yeah.
That's my only hope one of these days. Amen. One of these old days, amen. When we caught up in Minneapolis, going home to be with him, I will be what he created me to be.
Yes, sir.
What a good God. What a good God we serve. Somebody who's going to give me him. I don't know how much y'all got plans. Sister, you got some? All right, sister. Corley's going to come and give us something here. Because I want you to know. I want you to know. It may not be today. Maybe right now it ain't good.
Yeah.
But one day it's going to be out of your control.
Right. Amen.
And when it's out of your control, it's still in his control. That's why I don't want to change.
Amen.
It ain't never out of his control. It's always in his control.
Thank you.
No matter how bleak the situation it looks.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Mama and daddy died. God sent a cousin adopted.
Yeah.
Abducted.
Yeah.
God got behind the wall and gave her favor.
Yes.
And advanced. She became all that God wanted to be. What a mighty God we serve.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Father. While the sister sings, I want to invite you, if you're here this morning, and you need a Savior that we're talking about, this a mighty good place to be.
Yes, he'll do it.
You need to get connected with Christ. It's a good day to get connected with Christ. If you need to get connected with a church, it's a good day to connect with church.
Amen.
If you already got those things, but you just need to connect with God in prayer, I want somebody to pray with you. You can also have those this morning if you just come. Yeah.
Don't let them fall by the side.